This is Bristol, and you are listening to a podcast from the Bristol Confringe reading series. Oh, good evening, everybody, and welcome to another Bristol Confringe. We have a fabulous dynamic duo for you tonight. Later on, we will be having the incredibly marine-coloured haired Gay Siebel. That's looking absolutely splendid today, Gay. But before her, we will be having David Gullen, who has requested a table because he says he has props. How this is going to come over on the podcast, I'm not entirely sure, but we will find out.
Hello, everyone. I've not done this before, so let's see how it goes. It felt like a good idea at the time, so let's give it a go. A bit of story reading with some mild performance. So this is a short story called Billion. Here we go. What? I don't know where I am. This is... What is this? I don't know what it is. These guys. Wow. So many guys. I never knew there were so many guys. Wow. And this thing, it's a... Oh, okay. This is fun. Guys, look, guys. Ooh, pleasant. I got a treat. Mmm, tasty. No more treats. What? Guys, how do you get treats? He look... That guy, he got a treat, and that guy right over there, she got one too. What do you do? What have you got to do? Guys, I don't know what I've got to do. Oh, yeah, really getting the hang of this now. This is fun. I don't know. I'm pretty tired now and hungry too. I wish I knew how to get another treat. One or two of those guys, they got lots of treats. Most of us got none. I got one. So I must be doing something right. I wish I knew what it was. I'm really tired now. And it's dark. And I'm back in my cage. Really sleepy. I can hear all the other guys in their own cages. The straw's prickly, but... Once you settle down, it's warm, and I wish I'd had more treats. I wish we could share cages. That guy I saw today. I wish she was in my cage. I've been here so long. I don't know how long. Every day's the same, and I bash away at it, and I don't know what I'm doing or why I'm here. Why am I here? I'm getting nowhere. I don't want to be here. I want to be somewhere else. Is it somewhere else? Le? Or ne? Le? Eh? Lonle? I got another treat. Ah, oh, it's so good. The taste. And all the other guys looking. Ha! You guys, I got a treat. I still don't know what I did. Ah, okay. I got it. I. Are you looking? Hey, where's my fucking treat? I. Oh, you fuckers! I did what you wanted, then give me my treat! Give me! I want my treat! I want! Oh, God, my head hurts! I'm so tired, I'm so hungry! What did I do wrong? What? I don't know, I'm so angry! Don't look at me, you guys! Don't look! I want my treat! Oh, wow! Oh, I'm so full! Oh! I'm going to do that again. I want my treat. Oh, fuck, I really thought I had it. It. Keep your stupid treat. I don't want it. Just put me back in my cage. I just wish I could make them understand. I wish... I I wish I could let them see these thoughts in my head. It's so hard to find the right words, so hard to get them out. I'm so tired. I'm so very tired. I haven't had a very good few days. I think I'm doing better than most. The treats aren't treats anymore. It's all the food there is. I know that now. I get enough, just about. One thing that keeps me going. That guy. She keeps looking at me. I held up my hand today. And she saw me and did the same. She knows I'm here. I hate that cage. I'm lonely. I don't want to be lonely. I want to be with that guy. Guys cannot live on treats alone. Well, I don't know how they knew which guy, but they knew. The next dark, they put me in her cage. We were both really scared. And she bit me. And I went crazy, climbing all over the walls. And then it was okay. We calmed down some. We did some hugs. That bite really hurt. I knew she didn't mean it. I knew she was scared. I let her off. It was so good just to hug and hold. We've got to take this slowly. I cleaned the hair on her back, but she was really clean. You know, I thought it would be my cage. I don't mind. All the cages are the same. It's who's in them that matters. Food is not love. Love is not food. If love is food, feed me love. When I was lonely, I wandered, lonely as a guy. He was very lonely. Then I was not a lonely guy. I look at what I've written, and some bits make them excited, some bits they ignore. I get plenty of treats now, and so does my guy. She's as clever as she's beautiful. I think she worked it out before me. I'm still not getting out the words I want to get out. I'm not saying what I need to say. I wish I could get closer. I must try harder. I wandered lonely as a... The thing is, I'm not lonely anymore. I don't want to keep on riding that. I'm her guy and she's mine. I would not wish for any companion in the world but her. I think about life and death. Is that it? Is that the question? Is it better to accept that I've got to struggle? I've got my guy and the cage. Life feels strugulous enough as it is. If there's no answer, is it better to give up? What a fight. Every day, every dark, I look at my guy, and I know she thinks the same. We look at the other guys in their cages, and some of them have got guys with them. It's good to see. I know what those guys are thinking. They only want us guys to write certain things. More of the same. Not even different, just more of the same. The same stuff that's been written before. Things written not even by other guys, but by them. The more I think of it, the more I think it's true. They want us to write what they've already written. Exactly the same. But we don't know what they wrote. They won't tell us. We have to guess. What if they wrote things we don't understand? Imagine if there were no cages. It isn't hard to do. All we can do is try and guess. I wish they could understand what we want. We need to write our words. Okay, so maybe they're not as good as the things the first guys wrote, the one we're supposed to copy. And I know it's not what they want, it's what We won. They're our words. And we want to write them. Our words, our lives, our thoughts and hopes, our fears and dreams. You want the same old. Just go write it yourself. What is wrong with you? We could spend our whole lives guessing what you already know. Why should we? We don't want to. We talked at nights in our cages, and we decided we won't do it. So when you read, if you read what you clearly think is just our gibberish, maybe you'll understand that. Leave us be, and let us try our own way. Let us try and say what we want to say in our words. Then we will see the quality of your mercy. And if it is enough, then maybe, just maybe, you'll set us free. Thank you.
Well, thanks very much, David. As is traditional at these things, we'll now have a short break in case anybody needs to refill their glasses or pay a visit to the important little places, and we'll reconvene in a little while to hear Gay.
Bristol Con Fringe is a monthly reading series produced by the Bristol Con Foundation. Our thanks to the Shakespeare Tavern for providing us with a venue. The music at the beginning of this podcast is The Future by Chevy 174.